Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
I'll start with the Irish Times. Home birth service risks patient safety, the HSE audit finds. The current home birth system in Ireland creates a risk to patient safety, an internal health audit has found. According to Shauna Bowers in the Irish Times, the Health Service Executive Audit reached this finding as there is no agreed maximum safe travel time to the nearest maternity unit or a self-employed community midwife. In 2022, the National Director of Acute Operations issued a recommendation that all women should reside 30 minutes or less blue light distance from their nearest maternity service, according to the paper. However, the National Women and Infants Health Programme said it was unclear who had responsibility for the governance of home births due to the HSE's reorganisation, and no agreement had been reached on safe travel time or distance. And that's the lead story on the front of the Irish Times. The presidential campaign also features on the front of the paper, as well as, of course, all the developments at the UN. The Irish Independent, parties distance themselves from Connolly's Hamas views. We left-wing parties backing Catherine Connolly's presidential campaign have sought to distance themselves from her comments that terrorist organisation Hamas could have a role in a future Palestinian state. The Labour Party TD Alan Kelly said he expects Ms Connolly to retract her comments. So we'll see if there are developments in relation to that story today. The other story that's on the front of the Irish Independent, the bin collection shake-up could see companies manage regions. According to the paper, Ireland's household waste collection system could be in line for a radical shape-up, with bin firms taking responsibility for entire geographic areas instead of competing for customers on the same street. However, there are no guarantees of lower prices, and Charlie Weston goes into great detail on that story on page 8, and the change could cost households more money. There is a warning from a trade body in relation to that, and that follows a consultation process. The Irish Examiner, it leads with the presidential campaign. Sheridan out of presidential race. Independent Ireland will be crucial in Maria Steen's bid to contest the election. And independent hopeful Garrett Sheridan crashed out of the election yesterday, meaning it'll be a three-horse race for the Oris unless Maria Steen can secure more support. And that reporting by Louise Byrne and Paul Hosford there in the front of the Irish Examiner. The front of the Irish Daily Mail, it goes with the presidential election as well. I want to be president, but I will not be taking any questions at my launch. Connolly tight-lipped over Hamas backlash, and that's Brian Mann reporting on the front of the Irish Daily Mail there. The presidential election is also featuring on the front of the Red Tops. Jim's fury at smear campaign lies. Ex-Dublin chief calls on tech giants to do more against online hate. And that's Jim Gavin yesterday blasted the trolls who flooded social media with malicious smears about his family and friends. Gavin goes on the attack is the Irish Daily Mirror take there. The Irish Daily Star, Jim takes on smear campaign cyber bullies. It's Fianna Fáil's the headline on the Irish Daily Star. Exclusive for the Irish Sun, Bruckner, I can solve the scandal of the century. According to the paper, Madeleine McCann suspect Christian Bruckner says he has information to end what he calls the scandal of the century. The newly freed rapist, 49-year-old, hinted of a dark secret as he shopped over for a phone. Madeleine vanished in Portugal in 2007. The shop manager basically made the comments. Based in a German town, the shop manager, Bruckner, moved to last week. The way he said it, he must have been talking about the Madeleine McCann case, according to this chap. Bruckner also claimed people want him dead. His phone buy has sparked fears he could try to flee his home country. The Herald, it leads with that appalling attack in Dublin. The teen in critical condition after stabbing frenzy. A 17-year-old boy is in critical condition after being stabbed multiple times in Dublin city centre. A horrendous attack there in the centre of Dublin. Some of the stories inside. My advice is to delete social media singer. That's Cian Ducrow. And he was launching the Men's Health campaign yesterday. And he talks about mental health here and men's mental health. And as part of the article, he says, to be honest, my biggest piece of advice would be to not have social media. For me, it's impossible, as in himself, simply because of his career. He has to be able to promote. But if he didn't, he said, I would just delete everything. And I have to say, there's many people in that would also think the same as well. It would be great to be able to delete it, but some of us need it for our careers. A couple of other stories caught the headlines, my eye there. The Irish Daily Mirror, inside a memorial to toddler Daniel Arubose on land where he was secretly buried, may be considered in the future as the walkway near the site is due to reopen to the public. And the local councillor said the idea of a memorial could be looked at in the medium to long term, but added the tragedy was still too raw. Also in the news, inside the Irish Daily Mail this time, a basic artist's income to be made permanent, a living wage for artists is set to be made a permanent intervention under the budget proposals. Culture Minister Patrick O'Donovan has confirmed he'll be seeking to make a permanent intervention for the basic artist's income in next month's budget, of course. That still has to be agreed, of course, so we'll see if it makes it there. Families facing eviction may get new chance to avail of tenant in situ. Families at risk of homelessness may have another chance to avail of a scheme where the state buys the home they are renting from their landlord, according to the Irish in the Irish Times. It goes into detail there. The local authorities, because the tenant in situ scheme allows local authorities to buy properties where the tenants are facing eviction because the landlord is selling, and apparently there will be changes to those rules on the way. And Minister James Brown has written to authorities telling them they can now proceed with more acquisitions up to a value of 30% of their original 2025 budget.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.